Hallelujah and praise God. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome to today's podcast, Revival Today. Today's word is, the truth shall set you free.
Hallelujah. Turn to your left and right and say, I love you, my brother or sister. Just let someone know, praise God for you being in the house. You may be seated. I was praying and I said, Lord, I just want to hear from you today. And I believe God has a word for the church right now. Because some of us are going through some things that we're perplexed because we're saying, wow, it's coming vast, it's coming hard, it's coming strong. But I want you to know that God is trying to free the church and free the people. But he said, first we have to receive the truth. And to be honest, I want to say to you right now, a lot of us have a perception of what the devil looks like. Some of us think that he has horns and that he's red and he's evil looking. But I want to talk to you today because I want to talk to you about how God is trying to free us, but freedom only comes when we open our heart to the truth. And because of this, I want to speak to you, so I'm going to ask that you turn with me to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. And I'm going to start off this reading with this because I'm going to set it up. It says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Now, it says the time has come. So that means this particular time, judgment has to begin at the house of God. And it says, and if it first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? We're living in a time right now where nobody wants the truth. And that, matter of fact, we kind of can't even tell what the truth is anymore. Remember back in the day when a lie was straight up a lie? But now it seems like man's heart has hardened so much that they begin to allow things to manipulate them. And we don't want to receive the truth. I want you to know, you know, let's just start it off like this. If I go to you and I ask you, how are you doing? Most of us would say, fine. Is that right? You're not going to tell somebody what you're going through at that moment. You're going to say, fine. But God has shown me that a lot of people, a lot of us in the church are not fine. And he has shown me that we're going through some things in our spiritual life and we're not being honest with ourselves, so we're not getting delivered. And the only way to be delivered, we must understand that when the scripture says, for the time is come, that means at a certain time, it says judgment must start in the house of God. That means too many times we take judgment on the world and we don't start in the house. The Bible says that your first church is your home. Do you understand that? So too many times what we do is we go out and save the world, and then we leave our home and household burning up. So I'm going to talk about that today. This is the NIV I'm reading from. Let's go to 1 Peter 4. So at the end of that, it says, and if it is first begin with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So I'm going to talk about this today because obeying means you got to do what he says to do. Now, the truth is this, is that so many times we're going through same things and we don't want to let no one know. We don't want to tell them what's really going on. And the other truth is that we think that the enemy is coming with pitchforks and horns on his head. And the truth is, the enemy comes as a thief in the night. The truth is that the enemy comes looking and sounding like you. Because the enemy comes to deceive, so he will bring you around people that look and act like you so that they can minister to you and get you to move in a certain direction. And so we're going to talk about this morning, because I want the church to understand when the Bible says that correction starts in the house first, that means you cannot go out and save the world if you don't save your own household. So that's the truth. And too many times we don't want the real truth, because the real truth makes us assess ourselves. And God wants us to get into that place spiritually where we can assess ourselves honestly and see what God is truly saying. Let's turn to Peter, 1 Peter 4, and I'm going to ask my reader to go ahead and read this, because I got some things to talk about this morning. Go ahead and read.
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you.
See, so don't be surprise if something is coming upon you to test you, all right? And I need to start with that. Something is coming upon you to test you. So the Bible says that Jesus said, I want you to know that, guess what? Something's going to come and test you. So go ahead.
But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed with his glory is revealed.
See, so you're going to what? Over what?
Overjoyed.
Overjoyed when his glory is revealed. So I'm going to go to the scriptures that I really want to talk about. So this is the mindset we have to understand. First of all, I want to get you there. Is you're going to suffer for a while. Sometimes things are going to try you. But the thing is God wants us to start with the truth, because this message is talking about the truth is what's going to set us free. So let's start here in John 8, 29. To 32. Go ahead and read.
And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him.
See, so right here, I'm setting up the scenery. Now, Jesus is talking to the people, and he began to say that the truth is with me. Okay? He began to say the Father has not left him alone. Turn to somebody and say, the Father has not left me alone. Number one, that's what you got to get in your spirit. God has not left you alone. So whatever you're going through, he has not left you alone. Jesus was able to declare that he wasn't alone. And this is important, because I want you to understand, when the enemy attacks us, you know what he tries to do first of all? He tries to get you alone. He ministered to you alone so that he can manipulate and get something in your spirit so that you will not receive it. You won't receive the words of truth. You won't receive correction. You won't receive growth. So the enemy wants to get you alone. So right here, Jesus made it clear that he's not alone. The Father is with him. But check out this. Go ahead and read.
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples, indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you
free. See, so now right here, I'm going somewhere with this. It says, for I always do those things that please him. Number one, Jesus said, I'm not alone. And he says, also, I do the things that please him. Say, I do the things that please him. This is where we start our life. Because what we did is we had programmed ourselves to say things that we truly don't believe. See, Jesus knew that he abided with him because how he does and how he walks with him, and he always gave the glory back to God. But what we do is we go through personal problems in our life, and we do no longer believe that God truly abides with us. And because of this, the enemy is able to get into your spirit and cause you to be shaken. Now, I need you to see this, because it says, for I always do the things that please him. What does it mean by please him? He's doing the things that he requires of Jesus to do. And where we are not being honest is that the truth is supposed to set you free, but you cannot be free if you don't want to receive a truth. And God is trying to get his people to understand that we, how many of you want to be free? If you truly want to be free, if I tell you, listen, okay, you come to me and say, well, Pastor, listen, I want a job. And I look at you and I say, okay, cool. Would you like me to help you get a job? And they say, yes. And then you talk to them and say, so, okay, if I get you a job, what do you need? And you tell me what you need. Now, guess what I got to do next before I get you that job? I got to assess your character. I can get you the job, but you might not stay because the truth is you're not ready. I need you to understand the truth is something that is hard sometimes to receive because it requires that you take something in and assess yourself. Now, what is the truth about you in your personal life? Is that if we're truly the saints of God, we are going through some things spiritually and also naturally because we refuse to change and obey God's word. Now, this is where Jesus begins to talk and says, for I always do the things that please him. Number one, that's what Jesus said. I do the things that please him. And as he has spoken these words, many of them believe Jesus. Now, I need you to see this. He's talking to them and he's saying, listen, I come to do the will of my Father. But not only that, but guess what? I obey his word and I do what is true. And guess what? The people around him, yep, that's right. That's who he is. Now, think about this. In your household, if your household is a place where you're supposed to live right and live holy, then that means those around you should be able to speak in your behalf. And I'm talking about the spiritual household because too many times in the church, people don't trust each other because guess what? They don't want to tell the truth because they don't believe in the people around them. I'm going somewhere with this message. I need you to understand, in order to clean the house, you got to start with the truth. In order to clean your environment, you got to first mow your lawn if you want your yard to look okay. But if I come over your house and say, oh, Pastor, by the way, what do you think of my yard? And it's weeds everywhere. And I say, pretty good. We do that all the time. Don't you do that? You go over some of that. Yeah. How did I do on your car? Did you clean it? No, they didn't clean it. Your kids, you tell your kids, listen, I want you to make sure you clean up when I get home. How many parents ever done that? Told your kids, listen, I want you to make sure you clean before you get home. And they clean, but you know they didn't clean. They just jumped up for two minutes because they heard your car door close. And they begin to throw stuff and just try to make, you understand what I'm saying? Instead of them really doing what they were told. See, that's why Jesus says, for I do the things that please him. So Jesus made it clear, and I need to talk to the church today because Jesus was always concerned about doing the things that please him. We have a generation today that don't want to do anything to please even their own parents. And now they're raised up to be adults, and now there's no truth anymore. Because parents have stopped raising their kids in the church. Churches are closing down all around, and we're talking about the last days are coming, and we don't even know. We keep on looking for the devil with the horn because that's what we were told. And the devil is not coming with horns. Instead, the devil is coming with a suggestion. So Jesus made it clear. He said, for I always do the things that please him. He made it clear as he told him. Then it says in the 30 verse, it says, then Jesus said to those Jews, this is the Jews. He's talking to these people who believed him. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So he said, if you abide in what church? My word. Not in Pastor Mark's word, not in your word, not in what you think is right. See, this is where we're messing up. If this is a burgundy chair, I don't care how many times you tell me it's a different color. No, that's burgundy. But we're living in a time where even the church is being deceived because we're listening to truth that's tangled up with falseness. So then it says, then Jesus said to those Jews, who believes him? If you abide in my word and you are my disciples, and you shall be made free. So let's go to 33. And they answer him, we are Abraham's descendant. Now what they're doing is they're telling Jesus, guess what? We're the seed of Abraham. And they made it clear that they told Jesus that we were never slaves. So it says here, we are the descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. Say, never been in bondage. So they were kind of like bragging, yeah, I've never been. We didn't grow up in slavery. We never grew up in bondage. So they begin to say that. We never went through that. And it says, how can you say you have never made me free? And Jesus says, so they begin to say to him, listen, Jesus, what do you mean you're going to make me free? We were never in bondage. They were telling Jesus, what are you talking about? You're going to make me free. That's what we're dealing with today in today's generation. We don't realize that we're in bondage because we don't know what bondage really is. Because we allow the enemy to block our eyes and we can't see clearly. So the descendants of Abraham, they begin to say to Jesus, they were Jews, they said, listen, we have never been slaves. I know my parents were. That's the church today. Even people say to you right now, look at all this stuff that's going on in the country about race. And then they say, well, that happened 400 years ago. You never been a slave. You ever hear that? We got to understand that God is trying to heal, but in order to heal, you got to start with truth. If you go to a doctor and you ask the doctor what's wrong with you and he doesn't tell you, that's not a good doctor. So let's read the next verse.
Jesus answered them, most surely I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
See, so Jesus said, listen, I'm going to tell you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And go ahead.
And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
See, so I'm talking about freedom right now. How are you really free from your problem in life? Is that you have to understand that the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's not about the sin that you have done. It's about admitting and allowing God to open up your heart so that you may be free. Because he was telling them, you might not have been slave, but you're slave to something. Every one of us are slave to something. All have sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's something wrong that's going on in your life right now. Every one of us has said, well, I'm doing good. I'm fine. I'm fine. Every time you call, I'm fine. Then you see them posting things online or you see them in the hospital. You hear about, you like, oh, they're suffering with mental illness. Oh, I'm fine. We're not free because even in the house of God, we're not honest with God. God is saying, I'm here to free you. I'm here to deliver you. I'm here to restore your household. I'm here to build you up and make you new again. New again means that you don't have to go back to what you used to be. But first, you must be free from the sin that's holding you back. Now, guess what? That sin might be something you enjoy. This is why it's hard. So let's say what Jesus said. So go on to the next scripture.
John 8:37-39. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me.
See, so now Jesus is being real, and this is where we need to go with this. He said, I know that you're Abraham's descendant. You know how some of us say, oh, I'm related to the bishop. I'm related to the pope. My father was a bishop. We go there. Or I've been saved for 20 years. Matter of fact, I was a Catholic for so long. I was a Protestant. I taught Bible study. How many of you heard people do that? Oh, they're going to I. But Jesus began to say, I know that you are Abraham's descendant, but you seek to kill me because of what?
Because my word has no place in you.
Because my word has no place in you. Now, when it says my word, guess what my word is? My word is my truth. You ever try to talk to somebody and tell them something that you know is true and they won't receive it regardless? So Jesus said, I'm telling you that, yes, I know you're the descendant of Abraham. Remember, Abraham was called the father of faith. But Jesus began to tell his children, you don't have faith because of my word is not in you, because you don't really live according to my word. How many of us want to live according to his word? So if we want to live according to his word, we have to understand that freedom only comes through truth. How many is ready to be truthful and honest with yourself? Once you're ready to do that, guess what? There is a deliverance coming to the house of God. And then when the deliverance comes in the house of God, guess what? There's going to be a deliverance in the world. But the correction starts in the house. That's why I read it first. Too many times a church is preaching against everybody else's sin, and we're splitting hell right open in the church because we refuse to see the truth. When God says, I need you to change your ways, you said no because I'm used to doing this. But God is saying the truth is not in you because you refuse to look at yourself and examine yourself. And God is saying that when the scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, he's trying to say, I have compassion. I have grace for you. But now Jesus made it clear, but he said, I'm here to do the will of my Father. What are you here to do? When we come in the house of God, we come to what? Praise him and magnify him. But then he said, now I want you to walk in my truth. Now, let's go to the next scripture. Now, and to walk in the truth, once you walk in the truth, saints, I need you to know there's going to be some freedom coming. Give God some praise.
Amen.
How many of you want to be really free? I'm tired of seeing the saints going in a constant battle with suicide. I'm tired of seeing the saints constantly still drinking and smoking and doing all the things in the church and even sleeping around and doing all kind of things and still think that they're walking in the truth of God's word. Well, see, the reason why David was so close to God because he was willing to confess some stuff. We need to confess some stuff, church. Let's go to the next part.
Speak what I have seen with my father.
See, now what he said, I speak what I have seen. Go ahead, read on.
And you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father.
But now he's breaking it down. Go ahead.
Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham.
Uh-oh, what did he say? He said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So he made it clear. He said, if you were his children, you would do the works. How many of us are Christians right now? Raise your hand. Did I just make you be a Christian right now? No. You chose. Did God just make you be a Christian? No, you chose to be a Christian. Now, guess what? A Christian is not a life of judgment. I need you to understand that. God is a loving God. God is not trying to judge you for the stuff you have done or the stuff that you're in or the stuff that you're going through. No, he's trying to deliver you. I want to walk in deliverance, because when you walk in deliverance, now you walk with your head up. Now you no longer walk with your down. You see, when you walk in deliverance, you feel restored and you can run a little faster. But we constantly go back and forth because we're doing the same thing over and over again. Because we think the devil's coming at us with pitchforks and horn, but no, he's coming with a suggestion. And he's speaking to you, and you're not seeing that the word is not in them. So as the devil suggests or your flesh speaks to you, I need you to understand also the flesh. The Bible says that love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If anyone loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All it is a lust of life. So he makes things clear. He says, don't love that stuff. I'm not saying that you got to be in a bubble. I'm not saying that you got to close every window and every door and be afraid of everyone. Oh, here they come. They ain't safe. I got to stay away from them. No, the Bible says you're the light of the world. You're supposed to open up someone's life and show them a good life, because when they with you, they know how to have fun, because Jesus is about life. But too long, the church is depressed constantly. You see, and then we say, how you doing? I'm doing good. You just lied. No, how you really doing? Well, how's your relationship right now? How's your family doing? How's your job going? Don't you understand that this is Jesus talking to you right now? When you look at somebody and say, I'm doing good, this is what we're doing with God. And he's talking to us and he's trying to get intimate. And instead, you keep on saying, I'm good, Lord. What do you need? Well, I'm good. But Jesus made it clear, I have to do the will of my Father and every word that's in his word in order to abide in his will. So he was telling them, listen, you kids aren't doing what your grandfathers, even though you're a descendant of Abraham, you're not doing like him because you don't believe in my word. Too many people today don't really believe in the word of God. They don't understand that the word of God is going to liberate your life. You're not going to be in rooms at night thinking of death. You're not going to be in a situation where you're feeling sickness because he says he's a deliverer, he's a healer. He's these things, but instead you buy into what the enemy is selling you. So now you're up all night trying to get healed in your own mind, and then you're going crazy because of fear. But my God is a deliverer. How many can say he's a deliverer? If he's a deliverer, guess what? He's going to keep you in the time of your storm. But he says you got to see the truth in order to be free. Go ahead.
God said, if you were God's father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me.
See, so Jesus made it clear. Church, this is what we do. He said, listen, I come from God. He sent me. It wasn't me. When I'm speaking this word, I'm not speaking at you and against you. I want you to know that when God sends a word, you got a choice to make, either to receive it or reject it. And see, that's what Jesus made clear with the young Jewish people. They begin to say, we're Jewish, so we're good. Because we're Abraham's seed. You know that's going on right now? People, because I'm Jewish, because I'm this, because I'm that, I'm good. No, if you're not abiding in his word, it don't matter who you are. So Jesus made it clear. So check this out, what Jesus said to them. Why do you not understand my speech? Go ahead.
Because you are not able to listen to my word.
Because you're not able to listen to my word. Jesus made it clear that you was not able to listen to his word.
Amen. Praise God. I pray that you enjoy the word today. The word is talking about the truth.